Coming up on this special breaking news edition of DL Weekly, every Disney park around the globe will be closed as of Monday, March 16th in response to the coronavirus. Also, Avengers Campus details. DL Weekly starts now.
Welcome to DL Weekly, a podcast about Walt's original Magic Kingdom, Disneyland. We cover the latest news and information from the resort, test our skills at trivia, and have a discussion about the parks every week. We invite you to send in your feedback and stories. Our contact information can be found at dlweekly.net. Now sit back, keep your hands and arms inside the podcast, and enjoy this week's show.
Well, hello and welcome to this special breaking news edition of DL Weekly. I'm Teresa Urban.
And I'm Tig Bushman.
Well, the big news tonight is that Disneyland, along with Walt Disney World and Disneyland Paris, are joining Shanghai Disneyland, Tokyo Disneyland, and Hong Kong Disneyland in closing due to the coronavirus.
So Disneyland will be closing Saturday, March 14th through the end of the month. Disney World is closing on the 16th, and Disneyland Paris is scheduled for the 16th as well. The parks are planned to be closed until the end of the month, but that can always be extended.
The Disney Cruise Line is also suspending departures starting on Saturday, March 14th through the end of the month.
At Disneyland, the Disney-owned hotels will remain open until Monday, March 16th, so people can get back home and schedule anything that they need to. Downtown Disney will remain open.
The nice thing that we were very excited to hear is that during this time, Disney has announced that they will still be paying their cast members. I'm sure they breathed a sigh of relief because we were actually discussing that earlier today, because we were just discussing in our Discord chat, you know, if we thought Disneyland would close and, you know, kind of what we thought would happen. And a lot of people show concern for the cast members because That's a lot of people that would suddenly be out of work and therefore possibly out of a paycheck. So I'm very glad that they're trying to keep their team healthy. They're trying to keep their guests healthy, but they're also still taking care of their cast members by making sure that they are still getting paid so that they can continue to live their life and do what they need to do in the way of paying bills and buying groceries and all that sort of thing.
Well, and it's crazy because even though potentially if we go best case scenario, If they just are closed through the end of the month, that's what, 2.5 weeks maybe?
Yeah.
And so they're not making, the Disney company is not making money on any of the resorts. And so paying all their cast members, they have thousands of cast members.
Well, take it back a step. So we know that they are closing. All the Disney parks are going to be closing. The cruise line will also not be going. But taking that one other step, a lot of places around the country have actually been closing theaters. So Disney's not going to be making money on box office stuff during this time either. So really, they're kind of
Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, right? But, you know, so really there's not going to be much of any revenue stream really coming in. So that's why it was very nice to hear that they're still taking, you know, that they're thinking about their cast members and they're going to take care of them.
Yeah. And I think that that's something that they definitely need to do.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the fact of, you know, they get a lot of criticism for not paying their cast members enough or various things like that. So it's nice that they're actually taking care of them and making sure that they are going to do a good job. Now, I will say I kind of feel bad for Bob Chapek because he just took over
stuff
is going pretty bad. So if we go, I'm just looking at the stock price for the Walt Disney Company. So back on February 13th, I'm just going back this 1 month ago. Mm-hmm. On February 13th, it was $140. It took kind of a dive between February 21st and February 27th. And then March 10th, which was just a couple days ago, it was at $111. And the close of business today was at $91.
Yeah. I've actually been watching this because I've been wanting to buy Disney stock recently. So I've actually been watching Disney stock very closely, which is not something I normally do. So yeah, it's been really crazy watching this fall. And back in the beginning of this year is kind of almost the highest that the stock price has been for the Walt Disney Company. So, You know, and it sounded like they were kind of expecting this a little bit, you know, from reports that I had read, they were expecting it to drop into the two digits.
Yeah.
They didn't know, obviously don't know how low it's going to drop. Personally, I'm not concerned about Disney. I think they're a very strong company. I do think that they will weather this storm. But still, it's a massive, massive company. This is affecting thousands and thousands of employees, mm-hmm. and then, you know, thousands and thousands of people that were planning to visit the parks, even though it was just, you know, potentially we're just looking at a 2.5 week window. Mm-hmm. Still, I'm sure there were tons and tons of family vacations. I know we had weekly tiers that had trips planned during this 2.5 week time frame. We're questioning whether our trip in April is actually going to happen or not, because it is very possible that the resort won't be open by the time that our trip comes around at the end of April. It is also possible that, you know, maybe it will be. Time will tell, I guess.
Yeah. The other thing that somebody brought up in our chat that reminded me of what we kind of talked about on a previous episode when we talked about the Imagineering story, because we had that story of the Imagineer who was talking about how Tokyo, yes, after the tsunami. So I do think with this being closed like this, these parks reopening will kind of be a return to normalcy for us, because I can tell you today has been the weirdest day because, agreed. So first of all, we had last night, right? We had the president make a speech. So for those of you listening that may not be in the United States, our president went on and had a press conference last night, or an address to the nation. That's what I was trying to say.
The outbreak.
And basically said that, you know, travel from Europe is going to be halted for people coming from outside the country and all this stuff. And we're going to take all these measures and everything. So that was kind of weird. For those of you who listen to the show, I'm sure you know I have two exchange students at home. One of them is from Italy, and that is really up in the air because the region he actually lives in and his family is in right now was one of the first places and really hard hit by coronavirus. And then our other exchange students from Poland, and one of their friends actually was here from Germany, and she got a notice at like 5 o'clock this morning saying, we're going to be sending you plane tickets later today and you're going home soon. Their exchange program is not supposed to end until June. And so she's going home next week. Already she's got plane tickets, it's like confirmed. So we were thinking all day, we were kind of figuring out, okay, well, is one of our students going to go home, is the other one, how long is he going to be here with us, because we're kind of at the point, especially where Italy is at, that he may not be able to go home when he's supposed, yeah, to go home because it's too dangerous and it's safer here, at least right now. But this is good. I'm glad that the Disney company is making this this decision. I did see earlier today, I actually had some hope that maybe the parks wouldn't be closed, mm-hmm. because there was a news story that came out that said that the governor of California exempted things like Disneyland, yeah, and Universal from the restrictions that they had put in place of 1,000 people or more venues. Like, they wanted to like close down.
You know, and we were kind of discussing that in our chat and amongst each other as well. So I was kind of trying to figure out what the difference would be, right? Because, you know, I think the ban was 250 and 1,000 are kind of numbers that stuck out to me. So obviously, there are far more than 200 or 1,000 people,
oh, yeah,
in a Disney park. So why would he exempt places like Disneyland or like Universal? The only thing that I could figure is,
the,
you know,
economy.
something like a, well, there's that. But the other thing too is just purely from just looking at it for safety. It is, think about when you're at a concert, kind of almost on top of each other while you're watching this concert and you're stuck together for a period of time. When you go to Disneyland, you're not like packed in like sardines. There's still air, there's still movement. So you're not,
sure,
as tight together. So that was the only thing that I could figure in my mind as to why it would make sense for a concert or a basketball game to, sure, not allow fans in, but Disneyland would still allow guests in. That could just be me, but that was kind of my thought process. The other thing that I kind of wanted to bring up too, which I think makes this so kind of shocking for us, is, you know, we're big Disney fans. You guys are big Disney fans. This is the first time that Disneyland will be closing since 9/11, which happened back in 2001. That's been quite some time now. It's been almost 19 years. So it's kind of crazy that this is happening, just because, you know, the history of the park. The other thing too is, I believe that this is either the third or the fourth. I think it's the fourth time.
This is the fourth
in the history of Disneyland,
yep,
existing, that they're going to be kind of unscheduled, be closed.
And these were
abruptly,
all single days. This is the first time, yeah, in more than one day.
Mm-hmm.
So just so you guys know, the other times, because I'm sure there's people who are curious, November 25th, 1963, it closed for part of the National Day of Mourning for President John F. Kennedy, mm-hmm, when he was assassinated. In 1994, it closed after the Northridge Ridge earthquake that happened down there. And then, of course, September 11th. So this will be very interesting because this is the first time they've been closed for multiple days over a long period of time. So very interesting. It is crazy to me that there are Disney parks all over the world and yeah, all of them will be closed.
I know. And the cruise lines.
I keep forgetting about the cruise lines.
I also read in one of the Twitter updates that they are also advising and encouraging people that don't work in the parks, but like that maybe work at, you know, the animation studios or, you know, other parts offices of the company, kind of in the offices. They're encouraging those people, if they are able to work from home instead of coming in and working, you know, in the office setting. So, you know, they're being incredibly proactive with this. And so it's as sad as it is that our happy place, the happiest place on earth, is all of them, that they're all not going to be open and running, even though obviously we're not there every day. Sure. We're not able to be there every day. It still just really breaks my heart. But I am very happy that the company decided to be proactive and kind of get ahead of this. So I'm hoping, my fingers are crossed, but I'm hoping that we will not see our parks here in the U.S. closed for as long as the parks over in China have been. I'm hoping that we'll kind of get ahead of this and that things will kind of subside a little bit sooner over here.
Sure.
That's my hope. I do have a little personal stake in that since we have a trip coming up soon.
Two.
But that's kind of really how I feel, because I feel like with the other park closures, that was kind of more of a reaction, whereas this is them trying to be proactive. So that's my hope.
Sure.
We'll see if that pans out.
The other thing that came up in our chat that I think some people may not realize or may not think about that I think we should also mention is the reason for all of these closures is not to stop the virus from being transferred from person to person necessarily. What it is it's to slow down the transmission from person to person. Like, people are still going to transmit this between each other.
Unfortunately.
The thing that I've been seeing online for the last couple weeks, since this has been kind of a big story, has been countries that have taken proactive measures and closed things and limited contact have lowered the bell curve, if you will, of cases flooding their healthcare systems. And so the idea is, for a mass infection like this, there are not enough hospitals and clinics and healthcare professionals that if there was an outbreak, let's just say like the size of Disneyland, right? Let's say one person infected somebody and like, let's say 40,000 people from Disneyland were infected. That's 40,000 people that have to go see healthcare professionals based off of this. They just don't have the resources for that. That's not what our healthcare system has been designed for. So if you could slow that down, so only, let's say, a couple hundred cases throughout the country are diagnosed every day. That's way better than like 40,000 in a day.
Right. Well, and then you got to think of it too. These poor healthcare workers and nurses, doctors, all of them, this is not the only thing that they're having to
They've got all the regular stuff.
All, you know, everything else. They've got, who knows, you know, everything under the sun that they're also having to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So this is just kind of adding to their, you know, workload too. So kudos to all of our healthcare professionals out there for doing this, because unfortunately they don't get to work from home.
Yeah.
They still have to go in, whether it's nice or not nice outside. They still have to do their thing, and they, you know, they're very passionate about what they do. So I do want to thank them, because I know we have some healthcare professionals that are listeners. So big kudos to you guys, and thank you for doing what you do every day.
Yeah. Well, and they've got to be around all this stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So on a lighter note that originally I was going to try to make a breaking news update for, but then all this stuff happened. The Avengers Campus got an opening date of July 18th, pending the resort being open. So that's interesting news.
It is interesting news. The other interesting piece that came from that, too, is that the new Spider-Man theme attraction also has an official name, Web Slingers, a Spider-Man adventure.
There they are with those long names again.
Yeah, I was going to say. So I have two sides of the coin on this one. I'm very excited for what they announced about how the attraction experience is going to be. I think it sounds amazing, and I'll get to that in a second. But why do we have to keep going on with these mouthful long names? I wish it was just, I don't know, Web Slingers.
You know that people are just going to say, I'm going to go ride Spider-Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like now people say, I'm going to go ride Rise.
Yeah, or Rise.
The Millennium Falcon or whatever. Like, people are going to name it.
Well, even
Indiana Jones, we just called it Indy.
Indy, yeah.
Haunted, but, yeah, Pirates.
So But and that's funny because like what's it's the Haunted Mansion. That's three words and we still have to go down to just one. But the thing that I found very fun and cool is, and we had kind of mentioned this because in some of the concept art they had shown guests in the ride vehicle, they have what looks to be like 3D glasses on and it looks like they're shooting webs. But it was very noticeable to me that there was not some sort of apparatus stuck to their arm.
Sure.
To allow them to shoot these webs. And Disney actually confirmed that they somehow have this crazy amazing technology in each of the ride vehicles that, yes, you as a guest will be wearing 3D glasses. However, you will not have any sort of like blaster or gun or any sort of physical thing that you're shooting. Somehow, the vehicle is able to sense where you put your arm and it will look like a web is being shot out of your wrist, just like you were Spider-Man.
Huh.
Mind blown. I can, like, I can't wait to see this because it was interesting because they actually had spoken to one of the Imagineers on this and they kind of said that the first thing they do is when they build attractions, this one and others like this, is they kind of think, what is it that you've always wanted to do? And I'm sorry, what little child or maybe adult, I'm not going to say I might be in one of these categories, hasn't like watched Spider-Man and hasn't pretended that they're slinging webs out of their arms, doing the little, you know, the little hand motion and all that.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's incredible that they're going to make those childhood or adult dreams come true and you're actually going to be able to sling webs from your wrist.
It is pretty cool. Although I did see this online in one of the comments, and I'm sure you agree with me on this one too, that it still would have been so cool to have this kind of thing and had that ride system that was like you're swinging around. That would have been cool.
That would have been cool.
Well, we'll talk way more about this and a bunch of other news that came out with the Avengers Campus when we do our normal episode next week. We just wanted to get the news out about Disneyland and the rest of the parks being closed. And I thought the Avengers Campus information we can just throw in there too. Just to let you guys know, like we said before, our trip in April is up in the air because of this. We'll keep you guys posted on our plans as those develop and change. Again, there's so much in that trip that like, of course, something had to come up, right? Because we had the tour of the Walt Disney Studios that we had scheduled. Which
and right now, not to like say that we're not canceling the trip by any means. We still all of our tickets are still good.
Yep.
We're just up in the air as to whether or not you know the parks will be open and whether or not we'll be able to experience it. So you know we'll find out once Disney announces what their plans are. Then we'll kind of gauge what our plans will be. But as of now, we're hopeful. So we're hoping it'll still come because it's going to be an amazing trip. But if it doesn't, we totally understand and we'll just do it some other time. That's okay. Just so you guys are all on the same page, even though Disneyland is not going to be open, our podcast, DL Weekly, will continue to be published weekly through this with a little bit less news and just a higher concentration and more focus on our discussion topics each week. So
there's still plenty of Disneyland to talk about.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere. We've got plenty of Disney to talk about with you guys.
So even though you can't go to the park, you can still get your fix with us, I guess. And we'll see you guys at the regular episode next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon.